Street, Part 5, The Dream Child.
Hi everyone, this is Kelly Cassian.
I'm Bill.
And today we have another broadcast to talk about is our new season of the year of we doing cover some movies that have series and remakes. So we did Evil Dead. Now Evil Dead. So if you like Evil Dead movie, you guys go back and watch all that videos. And this time we pick Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. And this time we are in the number 5.
You forgot we also did Friday the 13th series before that.
No, in this new season. We didn't. We did before in the YouTube channel.
Anyway, we're on Nightmare on Elm Street, Part 5, The Dream Child. It's directed by Stephen Hopkins. It has stars, of course, Robert Englund as Freddy, Lisa Wilcox, and Kelly Jo Minter.
Can you repeat again her last name?
Kelly Jo Minter.
No, the another one? Lisa
Wilcox.
What a name. Who the hell gave you this name?
Well, there's Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh my God. Like, really? Okay, go ahead.
So the synopsis, a pregnant Alice finds Freddy Krueger striking through the sleeping mind of her unborn child, hoping to be reborn into the real world. So this plot was a little bit confusing for me, so I'll let you talk about it.
It was confused. I guess in this one, what they did, they giving a little bit the history behind why Freddy Krueger is a serial killer, you know. So in this one, they put the background, means his mother was sex abused by lots of mental patients. She was forgotten in this kind of
100.
Like... Yeah.
100 mental patients.
Yeah, that's a lot. So basically, she was raped, and Freddy, because they're all crazy people, rape her. So Freddy came already mentally ill, and that's why he's this way. It's no freaking explanation, huh? But anyways, he comes with his brain dysfunctional already. And then they have the group of teenagers, like in every Freddy Krueger has. And one of the teenager girl is pregnant with her boyfriend. And basically... And
that's the one from Part 4.
Yeah. So basically, Freddy Krueger wanted incarnate himself and the baby. And the whole movie is her baby, like he's big already. And in the beginning, she doesn't know it was him. And she see this child. And this child keeps saying that there's someone talking to him, telling him what to do and this and that, and that's coming. And she figured out that this boy is her unborn child and that Freddy want to take his body. Yeah. So, yeah, the whole movie is about that. So, you know that Freddy... reach out to all the friends, and this time she have even a vision when she's not even sleeping, and luckily no everybody died in this movie. That's surprising, yeah. Don't you think?
Well, her boyfriend died right at the
no office. But her friend survived.
There were some things I liked about this film. They had some pretty cool dream sequences that like visually that were pretty cool, but I thought the movie was really like disjointed. It was kind of hard to follow at times. There's more characters with their own, like they spin on them, like her friend was really into, I guess, comic books, and he came up with his comic book superhero that I guess in his dreams would fight Freddy. And then there was even one dream where Freddy also became a superhero. And he fought his superhero. Yeah. Overall, I thought it was about on par with Part 4. Pretty forgettable characters. I don't care enough about that Alice girl to have her be in two movies in a row. She's just not good enough to me. Or her personality just not strong enough to want her to come keep coming back. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's true.
There wasn't enough with her. I like the whole angle with showing the mother her being a nun and what happened to her. I thought that was good. I like the scenes with her son being like she's seeing her son like almost in the future, and I guess and showing that Freddie wants to basically be reborn into her son. So it had some good ideas, but it just didn't come put together well enough. Like it didn't come into a whole a film as well as it should have. It could have. It had some good ideas, but like I said, but it just didn't work as well as I thought it should.
I did like some part. One of the part that I like is when her boyfriend is in the truck. And sadly, you can notice that he falls asleep in the truck. And Freddy takes control of his dream. And then sadly, he get away from Freddy. He found a motorcycle. He get in the bike. And that moment, that motorcycle thing that Freddy make the bike get into in him. Right. Remind me like Ghost Rider or Terminator.
To me, that scene reminded me a lot. There's a Japanese film that came out the same year as this called Tetsu, the Iron Man. And it's basically about a guy that slowly turns into like a metal machine. And he has the same scenes where like these gears and stuff start coming out of his body. And it's actually a really good movie. But and that's what it reminded me of. I did think that scene was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I was, you know, was pretty cool. And one of the moments that there's a face popping out in the bike. That's why I say it was Terminator. It was looking a little bit like mechanic-y. And so, I mean, I like that part. Everything in the Nightmare on Elm Street, it is a dream. And dreams sometimes don't have to look real. Right, because it's like a fairy tale, nightmare, everything together. So don't have to be perfect, because sometimes dreams don't make sense, right? Yeah. So for me, that's why I can forgive some of the scenes that they have. This whole Mary, that is Freddy's mother, and I like the beginning where she live what his mother did live in that moment. So they showing that was her, was not his mother. Remember the scene?
Yeah.
And she's like, wait. So basically she are living that moment that what happened to Freddy's mother. I like that scene. That make like, you know, look like a nightmare. You are somebody else.
No,
You're living somebody else's life.
This film definitely did have some really good scenes in it. So I just thought it would... That's why I was thinking this film should be better than it is.
Yeah. I like the scene too with the boy that was her unborn child. Remind me the Cell.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right? When she was following this boy all the time and trying to convince him to don't do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So remind me the Cell, some of those scenes with her, you know, so, huh?
No, nothing. Go on.
So I like that scene too, with that boy that was her unborn child, and he's trying to tell her what Freddy was planning to. So basically she figured she has to do something about it before the child born, right? So I did like, the end was very mellow. Was not like normal Freddy Krueger that have that type of you still in the nightmare. Was a little different. Was like happy ending, basically, right?
And I also thought this film just got worse with the one-liners and him saying these stupid sayings before he would kill somebody. It's just too much of that. It's starting to be too much of like a comedy now.
Yeah.
And that stupid Freddy baby puppet I thought looked stupid. They kept showing it like, don't show this.
Yeah. I think overall this was not as bad as number like 2 or 4. I like this one a little bit more than the 2 and the 4. You know, because one of my favorites, 1, 3, and this one.
I thought this was right after. I thought this was around as good as the fourth one. It was, to me, it was like one of the worst ones.
One of the worst?
Yeah, overall.
I like that they give the history of Freddy.
Yeah, well, so but
you
we
know a little bit about him, why he's like this.
We already knew that. Well, that he came from, his mother was raped by 100 crazies. We they said that in like part one or something like that.
Yeah, they did, but I mean this time because Freddy's mother wanna give the message for her because she was pregnant. So Freddy's mother was feeling that she need to help her with her unborn child to know what happened to her. So I see some kind of motherly, Freddy's mother come again and come in the movie to try to help, right? So I did like the idea, like I said, they bring his background in the same time Freddy's mother was involved in this movie to let us know that she's not like Freddy and she was not the one make Freddy this way, or you know, she was a nun, like you know. So
maybe this was slightly better than part four, but I don't know. I like part two better.
The part two was that boy that Freddy's is using him to kill.
Yeah.
Basically, it's not even a nightmare anymore.
I know, but I thought I just enjoyed
like possession, exorcist.
two, four, and five, like, but on their own, I do still like all the dream sequences. They all look great. And that's why this film is, I'm actually enjoying these more than I thought I would. But again, I would say overall, it's pretty forgettable. It's not something that I'll even, I'm already forgetting the plot. And I saw it yesterday. So, but overall,
don't you think that in the part two that we saw, they don't follow the rules of killing and the nightmare? They went beyond. They are using like exorcists to kill.
Yeah. That's fine.
So they went away of what Freddy's all about.
Yeah, I agree.
And
yeah.
This one make little sense because he wanna reincarnate himself.
I just prefer that Freddy was more serious in that one. He looked creepier. This is one he's becoming more of a joke.
But it was complicated for you that you don't even figure that he was using the boy's body. Where you did not get it that. Maybe lots of people don't get them either.
Mm-hmm.
We still think it was a nightmare, and it was not a nightmare.
Overall, I'd probably give this like a 6.5.
I give this one a 6. Because, like I said, it's not my favorite. I just pointed out what I like was Freddy's mother come. They bring the little history about the newborn that Freddy wanna reincarnate on it. And Freddy continue giving her friends a nightmare, reaching out to the friends and killing them from the dreams. And Son of the Killing was good. And have, for a change, a happy ending.
If this film just had some better characters and a more like a plot that you could, wasn't as like all over the place, I think it would have easily for me been the third best, but it didn't.
Yeah, I give 6, so was not terrible, but was okay for me. So thanks for listening, guys. This is our review for Nightmare on Elm Street number 5. So if you missed number 1, 2, 3, and 4, go back in our podcast and check out the other videos that we have.
Right.
And if you like to join us in our Facebook group, because we have Horror Movie Review Maniacs, or about horror, and then we have Movie Freaks Review, that's about other movies that is not horror. And we have our blog that is Let's Get Personal, where we pick every week different subject to talk about, and we give our opinions and we argue about. So sure. That's lots of fun. And we have Instagram, we have Twitter that you can be updated, and we have this broadcast too. So you can listen to us all day long if you want to. Yeah. So thanks for listening, guys. And let us know what you think about Nightmare on Elm Street series. We love to know your opinion.
So next we'll have part 6. Freddy's Dead, I think it's called. So
yeah, probably. That's right.
Well, there's two more and the remake.
Yes, so. And then we're done. That's then right. We go to the next.
we'll see what it is.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.